Hi, I'm Bridget Addison. I'm a volunteer at Eastern Oasis Luncheon Club, which is a lunch club for the elderly that runs twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday, from well, like 12 to 2 or thereabouts. We have freshly cooked meat every week, Asian type, so it's curries. There's never any English food. So it really only attracts people who eat curries, which usually often is people from the subcontinent, mixed or not, you know, pure Indians or Anglo-Indians. This is what I mean by mixed sort of thing, care group. That's about it.
And why is it important to celebrate Carers Week?
Oh, Carers Week should be more than 1 week, actually. I personally believe that carers in this country, they're holding the country together because there's so many people in their own homes who would absolutely have to go onto the NHS service, and that would totally collapse with all the people that are being cared for at home. And the carers are the most wonderful people that I have in the world because they give their life up, their own life up, basically, to care for other people who need it.
And what challenges do you see that they face as a carer? I think you've got some.
Well, it said, I mean, I've cared for other people, or cared for people for a very close friend in the past for 3 years while he was very slowly wasting away. You have to give up your own life. You have to put it on hold because you have to concentrate. They have to concentrate totally on the person they're caring for. Often their own children sort of have to make do and manage on the side of it if grandma is not well, or if the dad is not well, or the mum's not well, either way, you see. And sacrifice all along which people make without complaining. And they should be celebrated, as I said, more than 1 day, 1 week a year. You know, they should be celebrated every other day because they're doing it all.
And at Eastern Oasis, are there many carers that use your service, and do you find you're kind of supporting them?
But yes, we certainly have carers who are not necessarily care for people that are have illnesses or anything, but there's an awful lot of grandparents here who care for their grandchildren because the parents need to go out to work from both sides because the living today is just so expensive. So they're carers in that respect as well. And even everybody who puts their life on hold for their own enjoyment and their own free time deserves praise, you know.
And you're part of the Croydon Neighbourhood Carer Association network. How do you link in with them? How do they support
well,
you?
Well, basically they let us know what the current legislation from Croydon Council is. They also supervise our contracts that we fill the contract and the monitoring of the outcomes, etc. But recently we haven't had too much contact from them, but you know, on the other hand, we don't want to be watched all the time either. We, you know, want to sort of freely run the organisation to what we think is correct. But on the other hand, it is also very difficult to run a service where they can't help us financially. They can only ever help us with a, you know, friendly talk and maybe advice of where we can cut a bit more by buying cheaper meat or God knows what.
And what do you think is the, what are you most proud of about the lunch club? What's the impact that you see for the people?
Well, it's keeping people out of care homes, out of hospital, and making people happy. They don't have to cook. They come here for freshly cooked meals. They meet all their friends. There's a lot of socializing goes on. They meet their friends that they've known for 20, 30, 50 years. I mean, there's people here who went to school together in India. So, you know, we really, there is a continuity all the time. And because they have a good meal, they take some stuff home as well, you know, for the next day, and then they come again. They don't have to cook for themselves, but constantly have a sustainable future one way or another.
Thank you very much.